Well, we begin a new scripture reading series this morning, reading through the gospel according to Matthew, or Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. This is on page 8 in your bulletin if you'd like to use that. Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. And many have noted that Matthew is writing largely to a Jewish population and wanting to convince them that Jesus is indeed the Messiah, maybe with an emphasis on him being the king. And yet there's certainly an emphasis that Matthew wants to place on Jesus being the Messiah. And you find him opening his gospel account with a genealogy. Now, I know maybe many of you like to trace your own roots, and maybe you've done some of that kind of study yourself and try to figure out where you come from, and you think of it in those terms. Well, in those days, it was very important, the genealogy was. And there's a list here all the way through to the time, as it's said here in verse 11 and verse 12, the time of the deportation to Babylon. You think about exile before it and even after it. And you think, man, during those times, it'd be easy for lines to sort of be wiped out or blurred, surely, in those times. But here, Matthew's wanting to say, no, the line continued. Even up to exile, even during it and after it, the line continued. All the reason to show that Jesus is the rightful heir to the throne, and he is the Messiah that was promised. That's why he's going all the way back, in fact, to Abraham. And God made promises to Abraham, and those promises, Jesus was the fulfillment of that promise to Abraham. Here Matthew wants to show that clearly. Jesus is the promise to David, and so on. And that promise has been kept up. So Matthew's point is that Jesus is the Messiah, promised from long ago. He is, as he will say here in verse 16, he is the Christ, not his last name, but his title. What he came to do, to deliver people from their sins, as Matthew will highlight that. That's what the Messiah was promised to do. And so this is not out of the blue, and Matthew wants to link those things together and highlight that. I think you also can certainly see the humility of Christ when you think of this and read through a genealogy. There are so many other lessons to be learned here, of course, but to see the Lord of glory stoop down and come and be born of a woman under the law, and come in this way as promised, is remarkable. And you see the humility of Jesus highlighted, but also the faithfulness of God in sending the Son, sending the Savior, that Jesus came to save sinners. There are a list of sinners. They all are, of course, in this list, but some are highlighted more than others, aren't they? And Matthew wants to show that. You read some of those names and you think of the heinous sins associated with them. Well, here's a Savior who came to save sinners. That's what he was foretold to do. That's what he was sent for, and he has come at God's sure promise, and God is faithful to keep those promises. And all who look to him, all who look to Christ, will be saved from their sin. What a marvelous truth that is. Well, let us give our attention to the reading of God's holy and inerrant, inspired, infallible word. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, and Judah the father of Perez, and Zerah by Tamar, and Perez the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Ram, and Ram the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab the father of Nahshon, and Nahshon the father of Salmon, and Salmon the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David the king. And David was the father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah, and Solomon the father of Rehoboam, and Rehoboam the father of Abijah, and Abijah the father of Asaph, and Asaph the father of Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, and Joram the father of Uzziah, and Uzziah the father of Jotham, and Jotham the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, and Hezekiah the father of Manasseh, and Manasseh the father of Amos, and Amos the father of Josiah, and Josiah, the father of Jeconiah and his brothers, at the time of the deportation to Babylon. And after the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel, and Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, and Abiud the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim the father of Azor, and Azor the father of Zadok, and Zadok the father of Achim, and Achim the father of Eliud, and Eliud the father of Eleazar, and Eleazar the father of Mathan, and Mathan the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Christ, 14 generations. Thus far, the reading of God's holy, inerrant, life-giving word may add his blessings to it.